for its resolution?
A general strike has been called in Guatemala for today. Well, for more, we're joined by Alan Nairn, longtime journalist who's covered Guatemala since the 1980s. Alan, welcome back to Democracy Now! Can you talk about what is engulfing Guatemala today, the significance of what's happening to the president, the general strike that's called for today?
Well, it's an uprising, and it could lead to the fall of Pérez Molina. They're calling for a general strike, mass demonstration today. The issue is corruption. But if the movement develops further, if it spreads more fully to the Mayan heartland of the country, then the issue could move from corruption to justice, because the reason the Guatemalan elite, like General Pérez Molina and Vice President Baldetti, have been able to loot the treasury to the tune of more than $100 million, been able to steal for themselves cash which was used for Jaguar cars, plantations, villas, yachts, airplanes, helicopters, was because they took and have maintained themselves in power through mass murder. Pérez Molina was a commander in the Northwest Highlands during the 80s. He personally helped implement the Rios Montt program of mass murder, effectively genocide, against the Mayan population. And that's what the Guatemalan system has been built on. So if this uprising spreads, if it becomes an even broader, deeper movement, and you move from the question of corruption to the question of justice for mass murder, that can only be resolved by implicating not just Pérez Molina personally, but also the Guatemalan army as a whole institution, also the U.S. government, which has armed, trained, and financed that army. Backed that program of slaughter, which the American CIA had Pérez Molina on the payroll when he was head of GEDOS, the intelligence unit. And it also can't be resolved without implicating CACIF, the Association of the Oligarchy, which backed the army during the slaughter and which individually ran its own death squads. The oligarchs, the young men, would go through what was kind of a ritual of bloodying their own hands. And if there was a union organizing drive at their father's factory, some of the boys would get together, and they'd go out and kill the unionists. And those young men who did that in the 80s are now in their 50s and 60s, and they're the leaders of the Guatemalan oligarchy. So the last thing they want to see is a true investigation and bringing to justice of perpetrators. That's the last thing Washington wants to see. And the situation is basically out of control right now.